Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. 68 degrees in Richland Center right now. The forecast says today's high will be 79 with winds from the southwest topping at 15 to 18 miles an hour later today. In the news this morning, yesterday, a two-vehicle collision occurred when Cassandra Abbott, driving an SUV, turned westbound onto U.S. Highway 14 from State Highway 130 and pulled in front of an eastbound car driven by Ashley Sinnott. Sinnott's 14-year-old son was a passenger in the vehicle. All parties involved suffered minor injuries and were transported to the hospital for treatment. Westbound 14 was closed for approximately 45 minutes as a result of the crash. Abbott was ticketed for inattentive driving. The Richland County Fair continues today and tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Today is Children's Day at the fair. Events include a dairy show and Crime Stoppers at 9 o'clock. Kids in agriculture activities and life-size balloon creations at 11, a pedal pull at 3 o'clock, Wisconsin Fairest of the Fair at 4, the meat animal sale at 5 o'clock, and the demolition derby gets underway this evening at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow at 11 will be the Little Britches Showmanship Contest. Today and tomorrow there will be Mr. Ed's Magical Midway Rides. Both days you can also view animals, tour exhibits, enjoy delicious food, and more. Gate prices $5 today. Tomorrow admission is free. You can get more information online at richlandcountywi.gov. Bethlehem Lutheran will be holding their annual fall festival today from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock at Rockbridge School in Rockbridge. The day will feature a spaghetti fundraiser from 11 o'clock till 1 o'clock and Jed's Car Show. Registration for the car show will be from 8 o'clock until noon. Also at the festival, there will be family fun, which includes an arcade ribbon cutting at 10:30, face painting. Tiny Acres Farms will be in attendance, and there will be a bake sale. The festival will also feature a craft fair and swap meet. The event will be held rain or shine. Town Taxi will be running to and from the festival. Everyone is welcome to attend. Community members who've been diagnosed with prediabetes, told they are at risk for diabetes, or identified with elevated blood sugar levels, now have a direct pathway to improve their health. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has announced the return of its popular wellness workshop, set to begin Wednesday, October 21st. Designed to provide participants with practical tools, education, and encouragement, the program focuses on helping individuals make sustainable changes to prevent or reverse the onset of type 2 diabetes. The five-week program meets every other week and is available for a $40 registration fee. Included in the cost is a Tanita body composition scan, an advanced assessment that provides a comprehensive look at an individual's physical health by measuring muscle mass, body fat percentage, hydration levels, and other key wellness indicators. To ensure the workshop remains accessible to everyone in the community, financial scholarship assistance is available for those who qualify. Healthcare professionals involved with the workshop emphasize the critical importance of early action. Ty Mulholland, registered dietitian and certified diabetes care and education specialist, noted that prediabetes serves as an essential warning sign that the body is struggling to manage blood sugar properly. However, Mulholland points out that progression to type 2 diabetes is not inevitable. Modest weight loss, healthier nutritional habits, routine physical activity, stress reduction, and adequate sleep can dramatically alter health outcomes and reduce long-term risks. Because prediabetes rarely presents noticeable symptoms, experts stress the necessity of attending annual checkups and paying attention to elevated blood lab results. Registered dietitians and workshop leaders Kelly Herbert and Lindsay Hatfield highlight that the program aims to build achievable long-term habits rather than temporary fixes. By focusing on realistic movement and daily dietary adjustments, the workshop guides participants towards steady, meaningful progress in an engaging and supportive classroom setting. Space in the upcoming session is limited, and interested community members are encouraged to enroll early. For additional information regarding workshop details, scholarship applications, or registration, individuals can contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics directly at 647-6321. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets now to help hospitals and transfusion centers stay prepared to help all patients. Area blood drives will be held Saturday, September 12th from 8 to 1 at the Hillsboro VFW Hall and Wednesday, September 16th from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Appointments may be made by calling 800-RED-CROSS, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Walk-ins are always welcome. Constructed in 1957, the Berlin Army National Guard Armory served generations of Wisconsin soldiers for nearly seven decades. Units that have been stationed at the facility include Company C, 232nd Transportation Battalion, an element of the 1157th Transportation Company, the 332nd Support Center Rear Area Operations Center, and Department 1, Headquarters and Headquarters Battery, 1st Battalion, and 120th Field Artillery. Soldiers serving from Berlin mobilized during the 1961 Berlin Crisis, Operations Desert Shield and Desert Storm, the War in Afghanistan, Joint Task Force Katrina, and Operation Iraqi Freedom. The facility also served the Berlin community as a polling location for more than 20 years. September 12th, today, the Wisconsin Army National Guard will conduct a formal closure ceremony of the Berlin Armory as part of an overall modernization effort to consolidate operations, improve command and control, and increase unit efficiency. As the Green Bay Packers prepare to kick off their season this Sunday, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is pushing for the passage of her For the Fans Act to ensure that all Wisconsin residents can watch their home team play without being forced to pay for expensive streaming subscriptions. The legislation comes in response to an increasing number of professional sports games being broadcast exclusively on streaming platforms. In the upcoming NFL season, four Packers games will be locked behind streaming paywalls, forcing millions of Wisconsinites to pay additional subscription fees. Under current rules, only viewers in the Green Bay and Milwaukee media markets are guaranteed free local television broadcasts, leaving more than half of the state's residents potentially without access to the games. Senator Baldwin emphasized the unifying power of sports in Wisconsin and criticized billionaire-owned streaming companies and professional leagues for rigging the rules to squeeze more money from fans. She noted that Wisconsin families are already financially stretched and that the bill aims to provide some relief by ending the confusing and expensive maze of subscriptions. The For the Fans Act would mandate free live viewing access for local fans and eliminate blackouts on league-owned platforms such as NBA League Pass and MLB.TV. The bill's provisions would apply to major professional sports leagues, including baseball, basketball, football, hockey, and soccer, with exemptions only for minor leagues and leagues with fewer than eight teams. Recent polling from Data for Progress indicates that an overwhelming majority of Americans support the bill's goals of ending blackouts and reducing viewing costs.